I think it's probably not a bad time to do it. I think it's when you look at a typical athletic cycle, usually you look at it's a year. You have fall, winter, spring. You have summer. It's a little bit different in terms of what you deal with. The new athletic director is going to get to see all 19 sports in a 4.5 month period to get a real handle on where the sports are at. Get to see a really good sample of how well our events are run under some real significant pressure of having all the 19 sports in a very short period of time. And the other thing that's important, particularly from the cycle perspective, is the new athletic director will be involved in the budget cycle.
So you came to ISU at a time when Redbird Arena was still under construction. It had some renovations just a few years ago. Hancock Stadium underwent a major facelift about 5 years ago. Duffy Bass Field, the baseball facility, got a major renovation during your time as athletic director. Are the facilities in better shape now on campus than when you started?
Well, I think that's always a goal, whether you look at a campus or an athletic department. Over that period of time, that you would certainly make some facility improvements. So, yeah, I believe so. I think Redbird Arena is standing the test of time. When people walk in, they see that as a building that looks brand new. Now, I wasn't part of the design process. When I think the people who put the plans together for this building had some real forethought, and it's a wonderful building. But to be part of the Hancock Stadium process, to be part of the Duffy Bass Field process, to be part of any of the processes, replacing a playing surface at Hancock or Horton, just something simple like roofs, but upgrading locker rooms, and we redid the strength and conditioning center. We've done a lot of really nice things. I say we. It takes more than one person to get all those projects done. It's been very gratifying, and one of the things I'll look back on is something that's been a real plus in my career here to be a part of help making this place a little bit better than it was before.
Is there anything on the list that you didn't get to and wished you had, whether it be facilities, I'm thinking Horton Fieldhouse, or anything else on the checklist?
We've quietly started the roof replacement project for the arena. We knew that one was coming. That one's going to start to move forward. That's going to take a couple of years to actually make sure that one happens. We're quietly working on the indoor. I wish we would have raised more money earlier, but you know what? I think we're going to come up with a good plan here, maybe yet this fall, and then hopefully we can put the new person in a good spot to help finish that one off. We've got other locker room renovations that are in process. There's all sorts of little projects that continually take place. I failed to mention the upgrades of the golf course, the Monier Golf Training Center, and the different upgrades there with the bunkers and those kinds of things. That's a premier facility on a college campus. So there's been a lot of really, really good things that have happened, specifically in the athletic department, but I just think we're matching what's going on campus too. What the campus has done to elevate itself with the various projects that they've had, College of Business, the Student Fitness Center, the upgrade of Schrader, the spectacular stuff that's taken place at the Bone Student Center, Cardinal Court, the upgrades to the dining centers. I mean, there's so many great things that have taken place, and the things that we've done in athletics, I think, have complemented what has taken place across campus.
And college athletics is a much different world now than it was when you started in the 1980s. It seems to be much more of a business. What advice do you have for your successor as they take the reins and take it into the next era of college athletics?
I think the best thing that a new person can do is come in and learn what the culture of this place is, not just athletics, but the campus. The culture of the community and the alumni and the donors. I think that's very important. And when you have a real good feeling for the pulse of a place, you can make good decisions for the benefit of the program. You know, the AD is going to be part of the cabinet and part of the bigger picture on the campus too, and needs to be a good teammate in those decisions as well. So I think that's something that's going to be really important. Secondly, you know, we all know that athletics is driven by revenues and how you control your expenses, and you know, that'll be a thing that getting that person's arms around the revenue streams, hopefully improving the revenue streams and making sure that they understand the expenses and how that all fits together.
What are your plans after 2020?
Well, I think my wife and I are going to get in the vehicle and just we're going to visit family, and then we might try and find some warmer weather for a little bit in time. But you know what? I'm a Redbird. I want to be here for that home football opener, and I want to see some men's basketball games. I hope we can put fans in the stands for men's basketball games. I use that as an example, and you know, the other sports. I'm still going to be a fan for those folks. I want to reach out to the NCAA and see if I can assist the NCAA in some championship management. You know, I was on the baseball committee, and you know, can I help at a regional or super regional, or go back to Omaha and help them there for College World Series? I use that as an example. There are other opportunities there, I think, and then find out what's a good fit for me in the community, and how can I assist this great community and help it make it a little bit better.
So you do plan to stick around then?
Absolutely. You know, we're not quite in the middle of our two kids, but we're 4.5 hours away from one and 5, 6.5 from another. So that's the plan right now, is to kind of stay in the middle of where they're at, so that we can get to either direction as we need to.
What will you miss most?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I don't know if you can put it in one thing, but you know, the missing a successful event, you know, watching the planning come to play and then actually putting it on, whether it's a game or the Reggies or something simple like a small donor event or something big like a Hall of Fame. You know, that's the thing that we do. There's so many of those things that take place through the course of the year, you know, that that constant flow of activity. I know I'll miss that. You know, this is a lifestyle. You know, your nights and weekends here. You don't go into this. This is not 9 to 5.